Survey says it's 6 o'clock, time for Family Feud. Now, here's your host, Grant Denyer.
Feud, where all our families have to do is answer some simple questions and they can win $10,000. The Langmaid family won over $30,000 and a brand new car last night, making them our biggest winners yet. So let's see if one of these two families tonight can now beat that. First up, it's the Huynh family.
G-Money?
Yeah. I love it, dog. Who have you brought along with you?
This is my cousin Eric, my cousin Jess, and my cousin Kwa.
They're your crew, and I love it too. Please welcome the Benz family.
Good to see you. How are you?
I'm good, how are you?
We're still holding hands.
I love you.
I love you too. Oh, they're grooving me out. Board, Vanessa?
My daughter Ellie, son Brody, and niece Hannah.
Are we ready for some fun?
Yes, sir.
Woo! Team captains, let's play the feud. We surveyed 100 people, and the top 8 answers are on the board. Name something that changes. One hand on the table, one hand behind your back. Vanessa. Name something that changes colour.
Jesse.
A chameleon.
Let's see.
We're in trouble tonight.
That.
Well, you were first to get your hand up off the table, but you lingered too high in the sky for too long before you went down.
Okay.
Well tried, though.
Well tried. Good English.
Hi, Ellie.
Hi.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good.
Emma. Don't I get a shot?
Hey, what?
Did I miss my shot?
Yes, that was...
Like you read the rules.
That was your shot over there. Have you not seen this show before?
Second chair. Okay, go with Ellie.
Okay.
Hi, Ellie.
Hi.
Haven't I met you before? I've seen you on like on a wrecking ball somewhere.
Never heard that before, have I?
Good to see you. You look fun.
Yeah.
It's a hard one to answer, that, isn't it?
Tell us about yourself.
No, don't ask me that. That's the worst question ever.
Okay, all right, how about this one? Something that changes colour.
I'm thinking spring trees change colour.
Okay. Yeah. Yay! Hey, Brady. Good to see you. Something that changes colour.
I have to say a lizard.
A lizard can change colour.
Camouflage.
First strike. Oh. Hi, Hannah.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good, how are you?
How would you describe this bunch? Let's just not say a word.
Yeah, let's just...
Something that changes colour.
Traffic light.
Oh, I love it!
Hannah!
Yeah. Well done. That's good. That's good play, Hannah. That's good play. See, that's how you do it.
Someone that gets sunburnt.
I don't know.
They do.
Yes.
They do.
But yes, they do. But is it on the board? No. Second strike. Okay, the win's good steal, so have a think, team. Ellie, save the family.
The sky.
The sky.
Yes.
Love it.
It's dangerous celebrations over here. Brody.
Grass.
Grass.
Grass. Grass.
At least you tried, Brody. Quinns, Kwai, what would you say?
I'd say hair.
Hair. Good. Jess.
Oh, he took my one.
That's okay.
Bird.
Cool. Eric.
I'll say your face changed colour.
Yeah. I see. Nice. Jesse, wonderful options for you to choose from.
Yeah, I'm probably not going to go with any of them. maybe a fish?
Fish can change colour?
Yeah.
Let's try fish for the steal. Oh. No! Sorry, wins. glasses. Gobstopper. Eyes.
And change colour.
Moon ring. The score is 65 to the Binns family. They have the opening lead right now. And if one of these families goes on to win for 5 nights in a row, as we now know, they'll be driving home in a brand new Mitsubishi Outlander, just like last night. This great-looking SUV offers CVT auto with paddle shift, hill start control, the unique Mitsubishi multi-communication system and rain-sensing wipers. And for everyone playing along at home, I want the top answer to this one. See how you go. Name something kids collect with a bucket and spade. The answer when we come back on The Feud. Don't go anywhere. Two families are playing for a chance at $10,000. Now, before the break, I asked, name something kids collect with a bucket and spade. The top answer was...
Sand!
As you say in Australia. Eric, Ellie, let's play!
Good luck, Eric. Oh,
no. We surveyed 100 people and the top 7 answers are on the board. Name an occupation that requires protective glasses. Cool, calm and collect. Eric.
Oh, one of those, welding, welder.
Cool, calm and collect until I said cool, calm and collect.
A welder.
Welder! Hey, Eric, pass the flag. Oh, wait, Jessica.
Hi.
Fluent in Vietnamese and English as well. Yes. Can you say, I love Family Feud? Quiet just goes, no, no, you can't. Can anybody do it?
Yeah,
okay. Yeah, how's it go?
It's Em Thương Gia Đình Gai Long.
And does that strictly translate?
I love my family fighting.
that's a way better title than Family Feud. That is epic. An occupation that requires protective glasses, Jess. Can you remember?
Firefighter.
Oh! First strike, just out of time. Qua.
Cricketer.
Cricketer. Second strike. Vince could steal back here. We don't want that, Jesse.
No, we don't.
Because we love our family fighting. Name an occupation that requires protective glasses.
A builder.
Let's find out. There you go. Name an occupation that requires protective glasses.
I guess working in a lab.
If you're working in a lab. Yep. I.e. the scientist. Jesh.
Skydiver.
I like that. Let's see if it works. Third strike. Okay. Binns family. Hannah, what do you think?
Carpenter.
Brody.
Steelworker.
Ellie.
Panel beater.
Vanessa. You're the boss. Choose one of those options.
Wait, what did they say again?
Go again.
Go again, Hannah, and nice and slowly if you can.
Carpenter.
Brody.
Metalworker.
Ellie.
Panel beater.
Okay, I'll say a... Oh, glasses. Carpenter.
You want to go with carpenter?
Not really, but... Oh. Yeah, I will. I'll go carpenter.
You're the most reluctant team captain we have so far had in the history of this wonderful
carpenter,
show.
But I don't know why.
We love our family feuding.
Carpenter.
Yeah! Number 7. Chemist. Surgeon. Electrician. It takes the Binns family to a lead of 138 points. Well, that's their score at the moment. Wins on 0, but you know what? Early days wins. Yep. Double points. This might help. Give me Jess. Give me Brody. Let's play. We surveyed 100 people and the top 8 answers are on the board. Name something that comes in a can. Brody.
Soft drink.
Soft drink. Top answer. Quieten down, Vanessa. Someone else's turn. Something that comes in a can.
tuna.
Oh, that
was... Yes.
That was wrong.
What was wrong?
Oh, I had tuna.
Name something that comes in a can.
Baked beans.
Baked beans. You're a good girl. Name something that comes in a can, Ellie.
An energy drink.
Let's have a look. First drink. Brody.
I didn't say soup.
Soup.
Soup in a can.
Yay! Hannah.
Tomato paste comes in a can.
Tomato paste. Second strike. Wins could steal, so they're going to have to think of an option, Vanessa.
Spaghetti comes in a can.
Spaghetti does. I like that. Let's see if it's there. Oh, afraid not. Sorry, Vanessa. Quinn's qua.
Dog food.
Dog food does. Jess.
Corn.
Corn.
Eric. I would say dog food.
Lovely. Yeah. Jesse. One of those, or your own?
I'm going to go for dog food.
Yeah, we want some points, don't we, guys? Let's give some points for dog food. Oh! Oh! To 288. Remaining answers, according to Australia, is pineapple, corn, beer. Does. Righto, unfortunately, the score is zero for the Quins. Bins are doing really well on 288 right now. If you love Family Feud, and boy, don't both of these families love Family Feud tonight. Wacky. You're going to love 10 Play. All you can do is just go there, check out the highlights of the show, and also play the official Family Feud game. It's all there. Just head to 10 Play. The details you need are right in front of you. Triple points when we come back on tonight's hilarious game of the feud. Yet to get some points tonight, but you know what? You're playing well. That score, don't worry about that. Yeah. Turn it all around now. The Bin family, look at that, 288. Wow, what a strong performance and quite a funny one too, I might add, tonight so far. It's the family who gets the 300 points in this round. We'll go on to Fast Money and take a shot at $10,000 and wins triple points right now, OK? Give me double thumbs up. Let's do it. Righto. Qua, Hannah, let's play. We surveyed 100 people at the top. Seven answers are on the board. Name something you would leave outside a tent. Qua.
Pot. Not that pot.
That was quite a funny answer, Qua. You're saying you would normally take a pot plant with you camping and when it's time to go to bed, you'd leave it outside your tent.
Yes. Now they put it that way.
No. Hannah, name something you would leave outside a tent.
Esky.
Esky. Yeah. Nice. Jesse.
Brad.
This is fun.
Yeah, it is.
Do you like playing this game?
I like losing. I love a good losing game.
Yeah. Remember what I said at the very start? I said, don't give up because you can win it in the final round.
Definitely. And definitely
maybe,
possible.
Maybe that's now for you.
Yeah, maybe it's now.
Well, it kind of has to be because it's the last round. Name something you would leave outside a tent.
A camping chair.
Let's see. Lovely. Eric?
Oh, a bit of an Asian thing, this one. It's, I'll leave my shoes outside.
What about shoes? Your Christmases came at once.
Yeah.
Jess?
Fireplace?
Name something you would leave...
No, I mean, you know, like the fire.
What kind of tent are you at? You know, the Taj Mahal of tents. Here is my boudoir. And, enjoy the regal fireplace inside my tent. You mean the fire itself,
yeah.
Keep it outside
yes.
The tent.
Because, the bonfire.
Yeah, because tents are usually quite flammable.
Yes.
The fire stays outside.
I think I can prove on pot, so I'd say rubbish.
Rubbish. It's all right, quiet, don't stress. It's only the first strike, Jessie.
Tent pegs.
Tent pegs. Oh, second strike. Ben's good steal, so they're having a think. Eric?
Probably dirty clothes.
Yeah, dirty. Just throw them out and zip it up and go, oh, I'll deal with that. I'll deal with that tomorrow. Righto, Jess.
Your car? Well, you can't drive the car in.
What about car? Third strike. Pins. Hannah.
Food.
Brody.
Barbecue.
Ellie.
Drunk boyfriend.
Vanessa.
Can you remember the response?
I was gonna. I can't remember the question.
Okay.
No. Okay. No. Barbecue.
Something you would leave outside a tent?
Barbecue.
Let's try it for the win! Oh, the Vins become our new champions! With a score of 534, remaining answer is 6. Cooking equipment, Jessie, give us a hug.
Grand.
I know.
I know that hurt a little, didn't it? Empty-handed. We're going to leave you with a $1,000 gift card from Home Timber and Hardware, so you guys can build all the tents you like, with garages and fireplaces, and just go where the tradies go, and you'll have everything you need there. You'll also be taking home our brand new Family Feud game to play inside the tent. Available at Toys R Us, Games World, and Mind Games. It's me. They are the wins. Finn family, come on. Fast money.
Oh, man. I was afraid this was going to happen. I was really afraid of this moment.
What a night. What a wacky old night of Australian television, hey? Look at you two. You're winners.
Yeah!
We play for the money next. You head back to our soundproof booth and we shoot for $10,000 in fast money with our brand new champs on The Feud.
Family Feud is on Facebook and Twitter. Plus, you can find us on YouTube and catch all the action on 10Play.
Welcome back. It's Fast Money time here in The Feud, so let's see if the Bins family can now win some cash. Look, if you and Ellie get 200 points or more between you, you will win $10,000. And judging by the reaction when you became our champions tonight, that'll be quite an after-party celebration.
Yes.
Ellie's now in our soundproof booth and can't hear your answers. I'm going to ask you 5 questions. Going to give you 20 seconds to answer. If you pass, we'll come back if there's time. And the clock starts at the end of the first question. You ready?
Ready.
20 seconds on the clock, please. Best of luck, Brody. Name something in your car that should be checked frequently.
Water.
Name someone who is said to be wise.
Old people.
Name something that would be silly to do on a rainy day.
Go outside.
Name something you associate with the Australian countryside.
Dirt.
Name something children grow out of.
Clothes.
Perfect.
Look at those guys. Let's go. Come on. You look pretty proud of that. I reckon I did all right.
I reckon I did all right. Let's see. Name something in your car that should be checked frequently. You said water. Yeah. Why?
Needs water.
Or it blows up. Survey says.
Oh! Hey, don't look at me like that.
I was expecting that to be a little higher myself. Name someone who is said to be wise. You said. Our senior citizens. Survey says. 18, good. Be silly to do on a rainy day, you said. Go outside. Survey says.
Now I'm not confident.
Name something you associate with the Australian countryside, you said.
Surely top. Surely top.
Survey says... Name something children grow out of, you said. Their clothes.
Surely that is top.
That's a pretty good answer. Survey says...
Yeah.
That's almost the highest score we've seen for a single answer.
Well done.
Good on you, Brody. Head back to Family Leaderboard. Nice work. Hope you enjoyed yourself back there.
Yeah, groovy tunes.
You need to do a little bit more work because you did pretty well.
Yeah, we knew that would happen.
You did really well in the last answer. The first four, not so much. So you need 111 points to get yourself $10,000, so way easy. Okay, we can do this. I'm going to ask you the same five questions, but you're the second player, and it's a little harder, so I'll give you an extra 5 seconds, okay? Now, if you pass on a question, I'll ask it again if there's time, and if you repeat an answer that's already there, you'll hear this sound, and I'll ask you to try again, okay? Cool. Okay, remind everybody of Brody's answers. 25 seconds on the clock too, please. The time starts from the end of the first question. Good luck. Name something in your car that should be checked frequently.
The engine.
Name someone who is said to be wise.
Old people.
Try again.
An owl.
Name something that would be silly to do on a rainy day.
Go outside.
Try again.
Jesus. Pass. We'll
name something you associate with the Australian countryside.
Grass.
Name something children grow out of.
Clothes.
Try again.
Oh, that wasn't good at all. Could we do that again?
No. No, no, that was it.
That was it.
Oh. Let's go. Let's go. How was it?
Not good.
Harder than you thought?
Yeah, actually, yeah.
Everyone can play at home. It's easy to yell at the TV.
Yes, it is.
But now you're here.
Lights are shining, people are around.
Yeah. Mm. Bedazzling host.
That's it.
Name something in your car that should be checked frequently, you said. The engine's good.
Can we change that to petrol?
No. Survey says. Six. Hey, oil was the top answer. Had you said petrol, though, you would have had the second top answer. So we need 105 now for $10,000. Name someone who is said to be wise.
That's not someone.
You said an owl.
They are.
Is it high scoring? Survey says. Six.
Yay!
Our elderly Australians was the top answer. Well done, Brody. Name something that would be silly to do on a rainy day, you said? Nothing in time, so therefore... It's a zero. Sunbake was the top answer. Name something you associate with the Australian countryside, you said? Grass.
I was thinking like a paddock and meadows and...
I love a sunburned country, a land of sweeping grass and dirt. You guys sell a wonderful picture of this country of ours. Survey says three. Now, trees. Trees was the top answer, okay? Name something children grow out of, you said. Nothing in time, so therefore, your final score is 104. So, hey, a fun show. Turn around. Did you have fun?
Yes.
Good. You do get $10 for every Fast Money point, so that's something, and you'll be back again tomorrow as champs. $10,000. They'll take another shot at it. The project's coming up next. And remember, the big bash right here on 10 tonight. We'll see you tomorrow. I'm Brett Denyer. Good night, Australia.